I'm working on this fantastic vision at the moment. It's called the Green Zambezi Alliance, and the whole theme is moving from aid to trade, and we're looking at a corridor approach to conservation and communities, but with a business bias. Because what's happening at the moment is when you go into communities, majority of NGOs will do market linkages or they'll uplift the livelihoods, but they're not looking at it, at taking it to the next level, which is a much more business type of level. And that's what we're looking at doing, is building partnerships, you know, public, private, community partnerships, where the communities have a stake. Unless you own something, you're not going to look after it. And it's very similar to a car. I always simulate it and say, right, in a company, if you've given a company car, what happens to those company cars? They're ruined. They're destroyed. But if you say to that person, okay, here's a company car, but in 3 or 4 years' time, that car can be yours for $100, then that person will look after that car so well. And it's exactly that same principle and philosophy in communities and community development. It has to be about ownership. I believe that what we need to do is have a much more business approach and look at individual entrepreneurship and move that forward. And that's what the alliance is about, is selecting projects. And within that alliance, you know, the hardest thing is to raise the money. And what we've done is we've developed a concept called the African Green Acre. So we're encouraging people right around the world to buy an acre in Africa. And those funds will go towards conservation and communities.